It's taken the internet by storm. Hundreds of millions of views. Internet launches cats and ducks for Trump meme after Haitian migrants filmed eating pets and local birds in Springfield, Ohio. The globalist plan in the 2006 BAMP Canada World Government North American Union Summit documents that Lou Dobbs and others got, they said we're going to implode the third world, the globalists did, and then flood the West with military-aged men with no jobs, sign them up for welfare, and implode America, Cloward and Piven. And now they brought in 25 million illegal aliens since Biden stole the election almost 4 years ago. We're 56 days out from the election, the huge debate tomorrow night. And you import the third world, you import Haitians with a collapsed civilization forever, and that's what you get, a weighing down of the system, a bankruptcy of the local governments, so the globalists can come in and take over society. That's the Great Reset. They build back better on the ashes of our civilization. You want to be poor. You want to be enslaved. You want to have everything taken from you. You're under fifth generational warfare attacks right now. And we've gone over a lot of these clips, but there's too many to even show. The cats being killed, being butchered in front yards. Women on the ground in the dark, gobbling raw flesh of cats. This is beyond barbarian. This is satanic. And that's where we are. But this is key. Springfield, Ohio, car insurance rates have skyrocketed because the illegals, all a bunch of them have cars. They're killing people, wrecking, burning cars, raping, turning things over. And it's all they know. And then the insurance rates explode because you brought in 20-plus thousand Haitians to a town of 58,000, and now everybody's got to pay for the car wrecks. That, again, brings down civilization. Here's the clip.
So fucking mad right now. So I just got off the insurance company. Well, got off the phone with the insurance company and was told that my insurance went up because of the cost of doing business in my area. I have two vehicles, two nice vehicles that I'm, you know, took a loan out on. And both of the drivers, me and my wife, have good driving records. No accidents in over, I mean, she's never had an accident. I had an accident when I was a teenager, so it's probably been over 15, 16 years ago I had an accident. And my insurance has gone up over $100 a month within 6 months. I pay over $420 a month for insurance for full coverage on two cars. They are. They're nice looking cars. So I live in Springfield, Ohio, where the influx of Haitians are, and we have had a enormous amount of car accidents because they don't know how to drive. So now, because of that, my car insurance has gone up significantly. I might as well be taking out another car payment at this point just to cover my cars, but the government makes it so that you have to have car insurance. So I thought, you know, I'm going to shop around and see if I can find a cheaper rate. And all of the other insurance companies have given me the same rate, if not more. So I don't have a choice. So I got to pay for another car payment, basically.
All right, let's stop right there. This is Cloward and Piven, and it hits you at every level. 25 million illegal aliens. Almost none of them are getting jobs. It's a crisis. It's a military operation. Many of them work for China or Islamic groups in the Middle East. This is how you take down America. This is Red Dawn by illegal alien. The Democrats sign them up and take part of their welfare and part of their paycheck when they do get jobs, the 10% or so that do. So now Trump to the rescue to save the ducks and the kittens. And people can have fun with this, but it's, I guess it's good to laugh instead of cry. But I've got one more clip of the police chief and others talking about this. And then I'm going to hit a little bit of final news here on the debate tomorrow night and hand the baton to the great top trends forecaster, Gerald Celente. Please stay with us and follow me on X Real Alex Jones and share the links from InfoWars.com/show with the live feeds. And I'll see you as well tomorrow night.